Have you ever read 1 Corinthians 14:34 to 35? This is a really good question, especially as a female TikToker. So 1 Corinthians 14:34 to 35 is talking about women in the church. Paul is writing to the Corinthians at the time, and a lot of women take this out of context and they kind of have a harsh view of what it's about. So I'm going to break it down in some simple steps based off some commentary that I'm looking at from Blue Letter Bible. Blue Letter Bible, by the way, is a really great tool if you have questions about the Bible, because they have commentaries for everything, and I really like David Guzik. He's a really good commentator. So I'm going to try to break this down how I've been taught. So the first line is, let your women keep silent in the churches. So that's not necessarily saying today that we're not allowed to talk in church. That's not what Paul was saying at all. What he was saying, though, was that the women at the time, they were allowed to pray and prophesy, but when we were in churches, and we were supposed to be listening to whoever was talking. And so if we're blurting out things in the middle of the church, we're taking away from the sermon. And so there was a big problem with women back then with talking out loud in the church. So they were really just saying, hey, let the men who are preaching preach on this. The next line is, if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home. And so this is not saying at all that our husbands are more superior than us and that they have more knowledge than us. But at the time, back in Corinth, when Paul was writing, there was a really big problem with women. So the women and the men sat separately in the church. So the women would kind of like shout across their husbands questions. And they're like, hey, if you have a question, talk after the sermon, basically. Because again, they're interrupting the entire sermon that the guy's talking about. So it's not saying that we're not allowed to talk in churches or that the men are superior to us, just that if you have a question, discuss it at home and not interrupt everybody else. And the last sign says, it is shameful for women to speak in the church. This does not mean that women are not allowed to speak in church today. It's not saying we can't give talks or we can't do things like that. This is just saying women, as an overall context at that time, were interrupting the people who were preaching and asking questions and trying to prophesy or talk about the preaching out loud, which they shouldn't be questioning because the person is talking. So it's just kind of a rude thing. They're saying, don't talk. Also, the submissive thing I kind of skipped over is not saying that women are to be submissive to everyone else. It's just saying that if someone's talking, we should give them respect in their authority, just like today. So yeah, if you guys have more questions about that, please comment them. I know it's a really hard topic sometimes, but yeah, it's just a cultural context point of view. So yeah.